whether they will or whether they won't. I once watched two salespeople do the silent close on each other, if you can imagine this. Three of us seated at this small conference table, and this salesperson makes a proposal to this salesperson and shuts up. This salesperson thinks, son of a gun, I can't believe this. He's going to try the silent close on moi. Well, I'll teach him a thing or two. I won't talk either. So now we've got these two strong-willed people sitting there staring at each other, daring each other to be the next one to talk. I didn't know how this was ever going to get resolved. Seemed like half an hour went by. It was probably more like 5 minutes, because in our culture, silence seems like a long time. Now, be aware of that when you're dealing with people from other cultures. They know that Americans can't stand silence. In the middle of a negotiation, they'll all of a sudden shut up on you, knowing that it puts pressure on us. So, seemed like ages went by. Finally, the impasse was broken when this salesperson wrote the word decision, question mark, on a pad of paper, turned around, and slid it across to the table to the other one. But he was creative enough to deliberately misspell decision. He put a Z instead of an S. The other salesperson looked at it, and without thinking, he said, you misspelled decision. And once he started talking, he couldn't stop. And if you know a salesperson like that, once they start talking, they can't stop. He went on to say, look, if you're not prepared to do what I suggested, I might be prepared to do this. He renegotiated his own proposal before he found out whether the other person would accept it or not. Simply, I'm sorry, you'll have to do better than this, and be quiet. And I've forgotten what to do next. Oh, there we go. One of my clients is a company down in Jacksonville, Florida, called Florida Rock. They sound like a musical group, but they're a huge company that owns most of the rock quarries in the southeast part of the country. And they called me up after a seminar that I did, and they said, Roger, we thought you might like to know, we just made $14,000 using one of the gambits you taught us. I said, we were having equipment put into our Miami office. We got three qualified vendors to bid. I was about to okay the lowest bid and mail them back to them when I remember what you told us about the vice technique. So I thought, well, what have I got to lose? So I scrawled across it, you'll have to do better than this. Their counter proposal came back $14,000 less than the proposal that I was prepared to accept. Now, you may be thinking, well, Roger, wait a minute. You didn't tell us whether that was a $50,000 proposal, in which case $14,000 would be a huge concession, or a multi-million dollar proposal, in which case $14,000 wouldn't be that big a deal. Don't fall into the trap of negotiating percentages.